As the government of Iran continues to restrict journalists inside that country, one leading source for developments is actually here in the United States. It's called Tehran Bureau, but it's neither a bureau nor is it in Tehran. It's one woman running a website from a suburb of Boston. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
From the outside, this little clapboard house looks just like so many others on a peaceful, leafy street in Newton.
Hi there, good to see you.
But step inside and you're immediately transported a world away to the epicenter of the political turmoil in post-election Iran.
It's fear. It's people disappearing, people mourning, a lot of crying, a lot of...
With stories coming in through emails, chat sites, and the phone, Kelly Gulnish Niknejad is totally immersed in the Iranian unrest. She started Tehran Bureau 7 months ago. Frustrated with what she calls the simplistic reporting about her native Iran, she took it upon herself to do better with two coffee tables and a desk chair in her parents' living room.
So this is it?
Yeah. Until about a week ago, it was only this, and now actually we've upgraded. So
a second laptop.
Yeah.
Today she posts pieces on everything from politics to the arts.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
From contributors both in and out of Iran.
How's your piece coming along?
I was having a little bit of difficulty writing about...
Right now we have an incredible staff of contributors.
Volunteer staff.
Yeah, people who really know the subject, are very passionate about it, who have an incredible rich network in Iran and among Iranians.
Right after the election, that network bombarded Niknejad with information, and almost overnight, her online magazine became a major go-to source for breaking news.
Just like coming to me like...
With no time to write it all into stories, Niknejad just started posting as fast as she could.
The information that was coming out, it was raw. So instead of going and kind of taking the blood out of it, I thought, okay, I'll just copy and paste to put out information.
Traffic to her website spiked, but then it was hacked and frozen, Niknejad thinks, by the Iranian government. That's when she turned to Twitter and started relaying information sentence by sentence. Her following exploded.
Maybe just a few days ago, we were at 9,000, and then today we're at, right now we're at 19,007.
The success has been double-edged. Tehran Bureau gets quoted in the New York Times, but Niknejad also knows she's big enough now to be noticed by the Iranian government. Most reports are posted now without bylines, and Niknejad constantly worries.
Oh, I have nightmares every night. I wake up several times just kind of gasping for air, like, you know, I hope people are okay.
It was all the furthest thing from Niknejad's mind when she emigrated from Iran shortly after the revolution as a 17-year-old. She discovered journalism by accident when she fell into a job as a legal reporter after law school. Now, she says, reporting is her calling.
This is what I have to do. You know, it makes life meaningful for me.
In the past week, Niknejad has barely left her computer. She's completely disconnected from the suburban reality on the other side of her big living room window.
It's kind of like, it's like a screen. To me, it's like maybe a picture on the wall. You know, what's happening here doesn't engage me anymore.
Then, pointing to the screen on her laptop, Niknejad says, "To me, that's what's real now." Tovia Smith, NPR News.